This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House says the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is dead, killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Ben Thomas has the report.
Hamza bin Laden had become an increasingly prominent figure in Al-Qaeda. A White House statement says he was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups, and his death, quote, not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, but undermines important operational activities of the group. The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Drones claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels attacked an oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia and a major oil field operated by Saudi Aramco early Saturday, sparking a huge fire at a processing plant crucial to global energy supplies. Saudi Aramco describes its Abqaiq oil processing facility as the, quote, largest crude oil stabilization plant in the world. Estimates suggest it can process up to 7 million barrels of crude oil a day. Police in Hong Kong moved in to break up scuffles on Saturday between pro-China protesters and those denouncing perceived Chinese meddling. This at the start of rallies planned across the city after months of violent unrest. Police have detained several people. A tropical depression near the Bahamas has strengthened into a tropical storm and is set to become a hurricane in the coming days, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said late Friday night. The storm is expected to move very close to the Bahamas, already devastated by Hurricane Dorian, and then go offshore of Florida's east coast by Sunday. This is VOA. Germany says it's prepared to take in a quarter of the migrants rescued off the Italian coast as the European Union tries to find a solution to the repeated standoffs involving humanitarian groups' ships. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has the story.
Interior Minister Horst Seehofer told German media that talks are still ongoing, but if everything remains as discussed, Germany can take 25% of the people rescued from distress at sea who turn up off Italy. Italy's government has insisted on more solidarity from EU nations, saying migrants set out on their journey seeking asylum or better economic conditions in Europe as a whole, not just Italy. Italian state TV has also reported France is considering a similar arrangement. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The World Food Programme has launched its biggest relief operation this year to aid thousands of Rohingya refugees whose worldly possessions have been swept away in torrential rains that hit Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh this week. Bangladesh is a low-lying country and prone to flooding. However, the amount of rain that battered the region in just one day this week is by any measure extreme and devastating. Herve Verhussel is spokesman for the World Food Programme.
All what's in the house was basically washed away. What they use as a bed or what they use to cook, or everything was basically lost. They have nothing to cook. They have nothing to sleep. Most of their clothes have been lost. Basically, the little thing that they've rebuilt since they arrived in the camp was lost in one night of rain.
Monsoons and downpours in Bangladesh have become more erratic and powerful due to climate change. Verhussel says the WFP has been working with the refugees and host communities on disaster risk reduction measures to mitigate the impact of climate-related events. Pakistan said Saturday four of its soldiers were killed and another injured when terrorists from across the Afghanistan border opened fire at two locations. The deadliest of the shootings occurred in the remote Deer district, where Pakistani troops were building a border fence when they came under attack from the other side, killing three soldiers and injuring one more. Pakistan has long complained that anti-state militants linked to the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP, have taken refuge in the ungoverned Afghan border areas after fleeing Pakistani security operations. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation will hold an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's intent to annex parts of the West Bank. Netanyahu said on Tuesday he plans to annex parts of the occupied West Bank if he wins re-election next week, a move that could significantly alter the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.